Hey everybody, it's Michelle Fisher and welcome into A View From My Window. Thank you so much for joining us today. We are here today with candidate for State Superintendent of Public Instruction, Dr. Jennifer McCormick. Dr. McCormick currently serves as Superintendent of Yorktown Community Schools. Over the course of nearly two decades, Dr. McCormick has served at every level of the traditional public education system, starting in the classroom as a special education teacher and later as the middle school language arts teacher and then principal of Yorktown Elementary School. She went on to become the assistant superintendent of Yorktown Community Schools before she was appointed to superintendent in 2010. She serves as secretary of the board of Ivy East Central Region and is also the board of the Indiana Association of School Business Officials and Delaware County Youth Salutes. Her work as an education innovator was recognized nationally in 2014 when she was invited to the White House to participate in the National Connected Superintendents Summit. And I am happy to welcome Jennifer McCormick.
Thank you. I appreciate the invite.
Thank you so much, too. Okay, let's start off with how did you make the decision to run?
Yeah, well, I've been a superintendent for 7 years. And during that time, I've seen great things happen in education. And I have seen things that have been problematic for all of us.
Sure.
And so at the local level, I have a pretty good handle on what's working and what's not working. And so it's been pretty difficult the last, I would argue, 8 years. And so it was one of those moments where, you know, we preach to our students and my own child that if you're going to make a difference, you need to either stand up and do something about it or, you know, basically keep your mouth shut. So it was my moment to practice what I preached and try to do something about it. Right now we have a Department of Education that is struggling a bit.
Sure.
I would argue that it lacks leadership and vision. And when you have that, it becomes very difficult on all of us at the local level. So this is just my moment to nothing spectacular, no big political agendas. It's just an opportunity to step up and try to help.
Okay, so let's start talking about education then, because, you know, people with intellectual and developmental disabilities, they want to be active, they want to have a full life, they want to have a job. So how do you help them to support themselves in these issues and the people that support them as well?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it goes back to when I taught special education, I understand the power of partnerships. You have to work with families. You have to work with your school family. You have to work with outside organizations. That has to happen. Our Department of Education has to be a support and a guidance for our families and our educators. That's going to be extremely important. I don't have all the answers of all the needs. I think the needs of, you know, Delaware County are sometimes very different from the needs up in Goshen or, you know, in Cass County. So there are different needs across the state. Some are similar, but I think being a good listener and making sure that the state superintendent is accessible to move things forward and make sure that folks have the resources and tools that we all need.
Okay, so let's talk about if students receiving public education service is critically important because it paves a way for future with independence. So what would you do to ensure that students receiving this special education have every opportunity to be successful in all areas of life, school, otherwise?
Sure. And I think sometimes, too, in the area of special education, things can be confusing. The law can be confusing. Mm-hmm. Services can be confusing. Mm-hmm. So it goes back to making sure we are educating families, that we're educating school personnel on what exactly is available. But that's got to be transparent, and it's got to be, I know it can be complex, but we've got to simplify that to get that information out. So that's going to be extremely important, just to make sure we are really being diligent and purposeful in educating all involved to say, these are the opportunities, identifying some of the struggles and trying to address those.
Sure. What do you think? And obviously, you were saying before that you don't know all the issues because all issues are different in different areas. But what do you think are the biggest issues facing people in schools today? Children in schools.
You know, I'm going to narrow that down to Indiana just a bit, but I know for Indiana we've had some struggles of late with diplomas and access and equity, which is extremely important. You know, a lot of times right now we are struggling to find quality teachers, and I know in the special education arena, as is in the general education arena, a quality teacher is key. And so a lot of times those are your key people to services post high school, post those, you know, to make sure that people are educated on what they need. But right now, the teaching crisis in the area of special education is critical on what's happening. We've got to go back to trying to identify people that are in the pipeline who would be great to go into the field. We need to make sure that we're paying appropriately because pay matters.
Sure.
We need to make sure we're getting those folks who are interested in situations and experiences that may, open their eyes to some other opportunities. But we really need to pay attention statewide to the teacher issue.
Sure. And talk about the qualifications of how do you attract qualified teachers mm-hmm. so that students will be impacted in a positive way?
Mm-hmm. It's a little bit scary right now because we just had a survey that was put out by the state, and out of 176 districts, there were almost 164, I believe, that said that they were still struggling to staff, mm-hmm. and many of those areas were in special education. So we need to look at the national proven models that say, what is it going to take to get teachers interested to become into the special education classroom and all classrooms? Mm-hmm. But there are some great proven models out there in Florida and in Texas that we need to, as Indiana, take a look at those to see what would work in Indiana, how could we change those and morph it into what works for us. But we are going to have to address that issue because that is key to every student success.
Okay, so you're running for superintendent, so mm-hmm. are there goals or things you want people to know about?
That's a great question. On my website, jennifermccormick.org, we have laid out a lesson plan. It's called the Indiana Lesson Plan. I know how interesting is that. and it spells out our non-negotiables for leaderships and talks about how it's going to be important to have a K-12 leader who has been in the classroom, who's been a building level principal, who's been a superintendent, so we understand when decisions are made, how that impacts the classroom, the building level, and the district level. It talks about partnerships because I'm a firm believer that a quality leader has to have partnerships. Right now, many of those have been severed, mm-hmm. so we need to rebuild and repair. We cannot have a state superintendent who doesn't work with the governor or doesn't work with our lawmakers or who won't return our phone calls from local levels. So we need to make sure that is happening. And then the resources and tools that we talked about, they're not very meaningful, they're not manageable, and they're not timely. And so regardless of what students we're servicing, all students deserve to have tools and resources that are critical to their success and to our educators' success. It spells out a lot of that. It also gets into the area of assessment and accountability. I know that's an area right now that makes everybody nervous mm-hmm. when we're looking at what's happening with the new federal law and what's going to happen with not potentially having a waiver and having it. That really is, making a lot of people pay attention and a little bit nervous. So paying attention to the assessment piece and the accountability, we talk about that on our lesson plan, and then getting into those five objectives, which is the funding. It's got to be adequate. It's got to be equitable.
Sure.
We get into broadband capacity. Only 9 districts in Indiana have met the threshold that's deemed appropriate given the curriculum, instruction, and assessment situation in Indiana. 9 districts isn't very many, so we need some help. Obviously, the assessment accountability that we talked about goes into more there. The teacher shortage, which we discussed. Mm-hmm. And then the preschool issue. That's a huge issue in Indiana, and I want to make sure that we don't approach it as, let's just roll it out and hope for the best. I think Indiana can do better and service our most at risk.
Dr. Jennifer McCormick, thank you so much for taking the time today.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And there you have it. Jennifer McCormick sharing her thoughts with our listeners as part of the ARC's efforts to educate voters about candidates for state office and the upcoming elections on November 8th. To learn more about voter registration and your right to vote, visit Indiana Disability Rights at www.in.gov/IDR and the ARC of Indiana's website, www.arcind.org. Thank you so much for listening today, everybody. I wish you a great day today. Bye-bye.